AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A federal judge has temporarily blocked a Florida law imposed by the governor that banned cruise lines from asking passengers to show proof they'd been vaccinated against COVID-19. The governor's against any type of virus mandates, but the judge says his ban appears unconstitutional and it won't likely hold up in court since it fails to protect people against super spreader events. Members of the U.S. military will soon be required to get vaccinated against COVID-19. More from our Sagar Magani.
In a memo obtained by the AP, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says make the vaccine mandatory for troops by September 15th. The decision would add to a list of already required vaccines. The Pentagon says more than 1 million troops are already fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Military officials say refusing to get one could constitute failure to obey an order.
COVID cases are on the rise in Arkansas and Georgia, where some hospitals are already warning they're running out of bed space. Tropical storm watches have been issued for parts of the Caribbean for what soon could become the 6th named tropical storm of the season. Watches are up for Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and the Dominican Republic as the system, expected to be Tropical Storm Fred, heads toward the Lesser Antilles. A top aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has resigned. Melissa DeRosa denies contributing to a hostile workplace that Cuomo is accused of creating.
As secretary to the governor, I don't have anything to do with who's sitting outside of his office or who's assigned to the staffing plant. And there's not a problem with anyone who does, to be clear.
Senate Democrats have unveiled a budget resolution that maps $3.5 trillion in spending increases and tax breaks aimed at strengthening social and environmental programs. The Dow ended lower today, off more than 100 points. This is AP News. Josephine the Plumber has died. Actress Jane Withers was 95 years old. She had been a child movie star.
Hey, that's my dog.
Well, I just found her here.
You can't have her.
Jane Withers first gained the nation's attention as the spunky girl who would vex fellow child star Shirley Temple on the big screen. Despite being a meanie to America's sweetheart at the time, Withers went on to establish an audience of her own, starring in B-movies.
New Super Comet with Chlorinol 3. Gets out stains when other leading...
But to the boomer generation, Withers was Josephine the Plumber, hawking her favorite bathroom cleaner. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Scientists are warning that Earth is getting so hot, temperatures in about a decade will probably exceed the level of warming that world leaders have worked to prevent. That's according to a report released by the United Nations called Code Red for Humanity. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.